She can come sit by my bedside and sigh. And wipe away the tears from all my friends' eyes. Then softly she will explain just exactly who was to blame for causing me to go insane and finally blow out my brain. Sweet Lorraine. Ah, sweet Lorraine. Well, you know that it's the same and the pity you were raised up in the city and you never learned nothing about country ways. Oh, about country ways. The joy of life, she dresses in black. With celestial secrets engraved in her back. And her face keeps flashing that she's got the knack. But you know, when you look into her eyes, all she's learned, she's had to memorize. And the only way you'll ever get her high is to let her do her thing and then watch you die. Sweet Lorraine. Ah, sweet Lorraine. Now she's the one who gives us all those magical things. Reads the stories out of the I Ching. Then she passes out a whole new basket of rings that when you put on your hand makes you one of the angel band and gives you the power to be a man. But what it does for her, you never quite understand. Sweet Lorraine. Ah, sweet Lorraine. Well, you know that it's the same and the pity you are raised up in the city and you never learn nothing about country ways.
Good evening and welcome to the Perfume Garden. There's a country Joe and a fish, and that's called Not So Sweet Martha Lorraine. And if you listen to the words, you will understand why, you see. 5 minutes after 12 midnight, anyway, and we have a brand new LP that I got today in the mail, and it's by the Incredible String Band. And the Incredible String Band, of course, what's that? Noises in the background. The Incredible String Band consists of Mike Heron and Robin Williamson, as I'm sure you must know. And this new LP has got a glorious cover, fantastic, by Simon and Mariacue, however it's pronounced, which is very well worth getting just for the cover, actually. We're listening to six of the tracks from it tonight, and the other six tomorrow night, which is seven on the second side. This is Chinese White, which you may have heard before, because it was released as a demonstration single, but hear it again anyway, because it's very good. The Incredible String Band, and this is 5,000 Spirits, or The Layers of the Onion.
Darkness grows the petals of the morning. Show to them the birds singing just there at the dawning. Come dip into the clouds, green, laughing. I can't keep my hands on the cloud because it dies. But I will lay me down with my arms around the rainbow, and I will lay me down to. Christmas tree be shining gently all around. Climbing up these figures, the sun is chugging at my shoulder, and every step I take, I think my feet are getting older. I see the crystal dreams unfolding. I can't keep my eyes on the moon because it's morning. But I will lay me down with my arms around the rainbow, and I will lay me down to dream. Christmas tree be shining gently all
incredible string band from Radio London, and that was called Chinese White, and we'll be hearing more from this brand new LP as we go along through the evening. A couple more entries we got in the Zodiac contest, which of course is over, but I thought they were worthy of mention. In fact, they're all worthy of mention, really. One from Roz, who lives in Southport in Lancashire, and it's a beautiful thing. It's Aquarian, and it's beautiful with the sort of flowing and liquid greens, very, very sort of watery greens, beautiful. And the violets and the blues and turquoise, terrific, marvellous work it is. Probably been one of the winners, actually. And one from Peter Stroud, who lives in Snodland, Kent. And I had no idea there was a place called Snodland, but if there is, that's where he lives anyway. And his was Sagittarian, and it's a sort of cartoon thing, actually. It looks rather stylish, rather like somebody whose drawings we see occasionally in Punch. So I don't know if Peter Stroud is somebody we see occasionally in Punch, but anyway, that was very good also. I'm going to have details, perhaps, if I think about it, of another contest later on. Actually, not so much a contest as a non-contest. I shall tell you more later. These are our leaders, or some of them.
Everybody.
Most of the day, actually, going back and listening to earlier Beatle LPs and sort of listening to them develop while I was sitting there, and just it flooded over me in the most extraordinary fashion. Beautiful it was, too. That, of course, was from Revolver and I'm Only Sleeping. If you're spending a holiday on the Isle of Wight, then you must go along to the Seagull Ballroom this Saturday, the 22nd, and you will see a live group playing there, The Fantastic Action, who had a record, Shadows and Reflections, on the Pad 40, which was a John Peel climber, actually, and a good record, and they're very nice people, so go and see them. That's the Seagull Ballroom, Ryde Pier, Isle of Wight, this coming Saturday. When you do go, tell them that John Peel sent you, because I'd like you to go and see them, because they're nice. And here's John Mayall's Blues Breakers with Paul Butterfield, and one of John's favourite stage things, Riding on the L&N.
Around the Nobody knew just the which it was.
There you go, John Lowe playing one of his strange homemade guitars there, along with Lewis Breakers and Paul Butterfield on a Decca EP called, and, well, that called Riding on the L&M, actually. 16 minutes after 12 midnight, Radio London time, and a record for Matt Haywood now. I wonder when the RCA Victor company are going to get around to releasing Surrealistic Pillow and not just giving us singles from it, because it's maddening. It is, because the whole LP is very important. Here's Somebody to Love.
When the truth is found, to be alive, in all the joy within you, child, don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Don't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to love. Love.
Jefferson Airplane from Radio London. I feel in a good mood tonight, you'll be delighted to learn. I was a little depressed last night. Tonight, ecstasy reigns, and that was a call, Somebody to Love, certainly. 20 minutes now after 12 midnight, which, of course, is the fabled Radio London time. An announcement for you to hearken to here. Another noisy one, too.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to handle a racing car at high speed? Of course you have. And Radio London is able to offer you the chance to fulfill this ambition. For an inexpensive novice course under expert tuition, write to Racing Driver, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, West 1, now. Enclosing a self-addressed envelope for full details. Get the thrill of driving a racing car yourself and be one of the many satisfied enthusiasts that Radio London has sent to Britain's best racing circuits for instruction. Send a stamped self-addressed envelope to Racing Driver, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, West 1. Now!
Actually, I've done that myself, I must admit, and it was faintly superb. It was a slightly sort of erotic sensation driving very fast round Brands Hatch, and which is kinky, you know. Anyway, here's something else from the 5,000 Spirits or the Layers of the Onion by the Incredible String Man. This is No Sleep Blue with Robin Williamson, lead guitar, vocal, and flute, Mike Heron, lead guitar and vocal, and two lead guitars. No, anyway, and Danny Thompson on bass. No Sleep Blues. Oh,
the window, towels all the floor. Raindrops are rapid and do you have to snore? It's the most inclement calamity for the season of the night. Is that mouse playing football? I thought it didn't like the light. And the dawn comes sneaking up when it thinks I'm not looking. I used to know, but now I'm believing. Now I'm asleep at the gas, I want to lay down, but I'm sorry I woke you. I'm even got the no sleep blues. There's mayhem in this mansion since the cows were coming home. With delirium, no sleeper in a cloud of melancholy. But relief showers the outhouse when a hard rain tears the sky. But if you let the pigs decide it, they will put you in the sty. And the dawn comes sneaking up when it thinks I'm not looking. I'm starting to dream, man. I used to know, but now I'm believing. I'm asleep again. I want to lay down, but I'm sorry I woke you. I'm either got the nosy blues. I think I'll get a picture, and I think I'll put it on a nail. I think I'll get another one and put it in a pail. But the pail got so rusty, I called it red, red, red for fun. And it left like a lever till you all seen it run. And the dawn comes sneaking up when it thinks I'm not looking. The science of the future declared itself no part, aloof like a sunset in the autumn of your heart. But the heart got so hearty that it pulled for the shore. And the sailors fired a big salute, and it made my ears quite sore. And the dawn was speaking up when it thinks I'm not looking. I'm starting to dream, I used to know, but now I believe, man. I'm a sleep at the gas, I want to lay down, but I'm sorry I woke up. I mean, I got the nose to blue. I mixed stones and water just to see what it would do. And the water, it got stony, and the stones got water too. Just to see what could be seen. And the water it got dirty, and their feet it got quite clean. And the dawn comes sneaking up when it thinks I'm not looking. I'm starting to dream. I used to know, but now I'm believing. I'm starting to dream. I want to lay down, but I'm sorry I won't. I mean, I got the nose to
No Sleep Blues from the Incredible String Band on Radio London in the Perfumed Garden. And I know exactly what they mean, actually, because last week I shared a cabin with one of the engineers here on board called Barry, and he had the most extraordinary set of nocturnal noises. He was like a sort of, you know, the sort of sleeping equivalent of something by Wagner, of considerable violence. The noises he produced during the night, he was scarcely credit. Absolutely astonishing. Anyway, he's gone now for a week on shore, so I can sleep again. A letter here from a good person called Tom Cairns, who lives up in Glasgow, and he says, it'll take about half a minute, so I hope you'll pay attention. In Britain, there are a considerable number of people who are aware, he says, of themselves and of the universe, and for the past few months, these people have been linked in love through a program called Perfumed Garden, but in the streets, even these beautiful people cannot meet and communicate easily. Fear and embarrassment, doubt, and things harass their minds. Very few people can go up to a stranger and say hello. Clothes are hardly a guide. There has to be a point of contact, and there rarely is. But there can be, you see. So he says, and he may be right, all the beautiful people can wear a badge with the words Perfumed Garden on it. Very simple, you see, if you listen. And its significance is that all the
All you have to do is listen and appreciate the Perfume Garden, if you can, and all it stands for, and because that's the important part, and that he or she wants to communicate with others. He or she wants you to stop them and say hello and talk and make friends and things without any hedging or embarrassment. And in a crowd, two people with badges can smile at each other and talk, and in the street or anywhere else, it acts as a recognition symbol. You see the badge and you look upon the wearer as a friend, and the effect on Britain, without exaggerating, could be enormous, Tom thinks. Even if the Perfume Garden itself passes away as threatened, all its efforts can live on, and everyone can be drawn together 24 hours a day instead of two by the cohesive effort of the badge. So there you are, that's what Tom thinks. And actually, it's rather a nice idea. I mean, you know, not through any sort of self-glorification thing, because that's really very trivial and unimportant. And the only people who know what the Perfume Garden was would be the people who listen, you see. And they already know John Peel, and that's it. So if you, what would be nice was if anybody who listens to the program, you see, would wear such a badge when they go to the love-in thing at Alexandra Palace on the 29th of this month. And I shall be there, and that way if you're wearing a badge, you have to make it yourself, it's probably very difficult. If you're wearing a badge, you know, you have something to talk about to the people, and the only true thing that was wrong with the last one was that there wasn't enough communication between the people who were there. People saw people they knew and talked to them, but they seemed to be rather reluctant to talk to strangers, which is a very British type thing. Anyway, I'll be having more about this later on, but think about it. It's rather a nice idea, and also give me a chance to meet people too, because I'm too terrified to go up and say hello to anybody. Here's a record which has the message is unusually poignant at this time, I think. Looking at the cover of the Rolling Stones' latest LP release in the States, which is called Flowers, incidentally, and And there's a picture of Charlie Watts on there looking unusually Dibblerian, I think. Talking about Dibblers, I hope you've been pestering London Zoo and Australia House, writing to London Zoo and telling them they must have Dibblers because Dibblers are essential, and writing to Australia House to find out more about them, because we've got to make people aware that they've returned to us, you see, and that they want to be with us again, which is a strange decision on their part, but welcome, nevertheless. Anyway, a record now for, who shall I play this one for? Let's see, for Keith Williams, Raynham in Essex, possibly. This is by the Blues Project from the LP Projections, and it's called Steve's Song.
Winter's love at night time.
Seen song from the Blues Project from the LP Projections, which isn't available in this country, I don't think. And I don't know any. No Steve that I could possibly apply to. It was Steve Whiting, who was the bass player with the Misunderstood, who was an enormous, grinning, benevolent, giant, godlike person. Splendid. It makes me think of when I was a child and I used to run and laugh through sort of personal woods and fall in the browning bracken with the joy of contact with the earth. Do you ever used to do that? I used to do that. There was masses of bracken way up in these woods, about half a mile behind the house where I lived out in the country. I used to just go, Gav, my brother and I just run through there, you know. Like, it seemed like in slow motion that we just fall over on purpose and tumble through the bracken. Glorious. And the woods were peopled with strange friends, you know. People that we knew lived there. Various different people. Very nice it was. Anyway, here's John Peel's Climber for the week, and it's called Nirvana, which is a state that we'll all attain one of these days. And it's on the island of Nobel, and it's called Tiny Goddess. Very nice. Opening of that thing was borrowed with love from Donovan's Sonny Good Street. Sound familiar? Anyway, got a letter from Ricky Wiseman of Blackheath, and he says, is Engelbert Humperdinck on the front of the Sgt. Pepper cover? I find it very difficult to believe that he is, but
I honestly don't know, because I'm not too sure. It's interesting trying to record. I found out somebody else that you might not know on the front of the Beatles cover. On the top row, fifth from the left, next to W.C. Fields. I can feel I hear everybody rushing for their Beatles album. Nobody moves. Anyway, fifth from the left is a chap called Stockhausen, I think they told me his name was. And I didn't find this out myself, you know, don't give me the credit for it. Who's a composer of electronic music who has influenced Paul McCartney's ideas considerably. So there you are, it's somebody else that you might not have known. Fifth from the left on the top row with his head in his hands, chap called Stockhausen. There you go, more vital information from the Perfume Garden. And here for a great number of people who have requested it, the Jimi Hendrix Experience and Third Stone from the Sun, which is us.
your mommy up, a bump for your daddy too.
Ouch!
A baby doll that burps and pees, a case of airplane blue.
A hungry plastic troll,
start your body down.
Well, in New York, there's a man who runs the country. There's a man who tries to sing. And they're all made out of plastic. When they melt, they start to sing. There's a book with smiling children. Nearly dead with grief and joy. And smiling in his office. When it hits the wall, this, you see the guy dying. He's got the little plastic bowls of blood.
Oh, 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 oh.
From Radio London, and a track called Uncle Bernie's Farm, followed with Son of Susie Cream Cheese. And 6 minutes before one it is, and that LP is not available in this country yet, and may never be, I don't know. It's called Completely Free, anyway, absolutely free, I'm sorry. And The Mothers of Invention, very strange, you can't really say anything about it, can you? It's difficult to know. Anyway, here's Donovan, and I'd like to thank him and Christopher Logue for a few beautiful moments on television a few weeks ago, one of the few decent things we've ever had on TV, actually, I think. And this is Writer in the Sun.
Days for me, I dream.
Intimacy, isn't there, about Donovan? Makes you feel as though you've known his things. Firstly, since the first thing you heard in your cradle, makes you feel as though you've known them all your life, or perhaps even before that, and makes you want to run sort of naked and unashamed through his songs. Something incredibly intimate about them. Beautiful. That was Writer in the Sun, anyway. And here are the Incredible String Band from their new LP. This is called Painting Box.
Stop and ask me where I am bound. see that I'm on and I don't mind. But do trust.
Good stuff on this LP. I like that. That's called Painting Box with Mike Heron and Robin Williamson, the Incredible String Band, featuring, in case you heard a woman's voice back there, someone called Licorice, you see, who's singing and playing also finger cymbals. Anyway, going to play some more tracks from that in the next hour. It's a very, very good LP.